When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Happy holidays. The Rooster. And correct me, Ice, if necessary. The Macy's Day Parade, New York. It's got to be one of those big events.
Yeah, he's got to be somewhere out there. I mean, you know, he's riding on a parade somewhere.
That's right. He's on a float. Can you imagine a rooster on a float? I can imagine anything in the big city. But we promised him that we would not embarrass him, and we would do what we do. Holiday season, cheers to all of you here in a victorious week, burgundy and gold. Nothing like it on a victory-filled week coming right into holiday season. And cheers to all of you. Hopefully you'll be surrounded by friends and family. And it's a beautiful thing. The canine community will be at full strength. And we appreciate all of you and what you do, Brother Holder. We're going to waste no time today. Get to it. Pass the word to canines. The doors will be wide open today. You will not be put in a cage. You'll be allowed to be free and to bark and to run and to go and attack people if you please, if they deserve it of it. You'll be able to do that. But we'll have some fun with this. And why not? When we win, we toast the goblets. We smash the glasses because it's hard to win in pro football. I mean, this group is they make it look a little easier than it really is. 10 wins is nothing to sneeze on, man. It is so very difficult. But without further ado, Dr. Holder hopefully is with us.
Oh, I'm here.
Can't say how privileged I am. You've seen a lot of it. You've seen all the ups and downs. That win to me is so significant, and again, asterisk by it, but we also should get credit when you eliminate an opponent's weapon. That to me is strategic warfare, and it was legally done, which I like it even more so. But don't think that people aren't targeting our guy as well. It's just the way the game works. But what was your overall take on the game, Dr. Holder?
Well, first of all, happy holidays to you, Doc Walker. I appreciate you. I appreciate the format. I appreciate the K-9 community. Anytime you call, I will answer. And I do want to say that because, you know, you got to get the real stuff on. And that is to understand the brotherhood that we have and to understand that this is the reason for the season, to celebrate Christ and to celebrate life and all that other good stuff. So I first want to stop you with that asterisk thing, right? Because to my understanding, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense. Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense, and the Commanders were able to put up a heap load of yardage on that defense. So, yeah. And if I'm correct, the first time that the Commanders and the Eagles played, there was no Jonathan Allen and there was no Marshawn Lattimore. So, that's the game of football. You know, people get hurt. So,
why I say it? I say it because I just want to make the record straight. Pickett's, wasn't he a first round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, but yep. I understand, and he didn't blow the game.
Yeah.
He did not blow the game. Our boys were able to take what they wanted when they needed it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Jalen Hurts wasn't in there, but from my understanding,
I gotta be honest to my Philadelphia brethren.
I understand, but when Saquon Barkley only rushes for 27 yards in the second half, that has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts.
You know that. And I know that, but a lot of people don't. I hear it all the time.
About the game. You asked me about assessment of the game, and my assessment of the game is first take away that asterisk. That was a win, and all the close losses with Steelers, the Dallas game, whatever. I mean, this is a team that just never quit, and it's so good that was the win that they actually were able to grind through the resolve of the team to get through. It was an ugly game. It was an ugly game.
Yeah,
it was like 16 penalties, a player ejection. I mean, it's not an ugly game. It's typical NFC East football in
dog
December.
Fight. Yeah, and you know what? East
what it
fight
is. It ain't pretty. It's like the canine community. It's not pretty, but it's
not.
There.
No, it's not. And it's not dead. Perfect. It's not no. perfect. And let me make an announcement that everybody needs to know. We're not trying to recruit everybody. So don't act like we don't want all of you. You're not worthy of it. So don't fake yourself out. We're only interested in people that understand the basics of tackle football.
Yeah.
You know, we play in the rain. We play in bad weather. We don't need perfect conditions. A lot of you don't get it. And that's okay. You don't have to. But we relish in the fact that Warriors were on that battlefield at Northwest,
and I definitely want to acknowledge that I interviewed Zach Ertz in the locker room.
Oh man,
and I just have such a respect for you, Doc, who played the game. You know, LeVar Arrington told me a long time ago. He said the game of football to him is like a series of car crashes every single snap.
Yeah.
Right. And Zach Ertz is sitting there telling us that the concussion in his head wasn't the issue. He couldn't even put on his clothes because he couldn't move his shoulders. And for him to be able to gear up for that game, which I know you did week after week, and all Riggins and Daryl Green and Monty Coleman and all the guys that I just watched back in the day, Brian Mitchell, you know, just all the car crashes that you all have been through. That's for the love of the game. That's for the love of the game. And to hear Zach Ertz talk about, he said you only guaranteed 17 of them, and he wanted to be out there with his guys. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Right. Well, B. Mitch is certifiably insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Nelms. Yeah.
So these brothers are so crazy.
Yeah, he needs
that
to be
they
certified
can look up in the
with
air.
A gold jacket.
They
yeah.
can look up in the air. And hear the stampede of people coming at them and not flinch.
Absolutely.
And then B. Mitch with that secret weapon he was wearing on his neck. When he dropped that on people, he was hurting them.
Well, listen,
so they should have B. Mitch should have been penalized more than anybody ever played in the NFL. He got away with murder. But
listen,
that's the kind of dudes that we had here. And I believe the voodoos of the world, we're getting cats like that. They get – that's a vibe. Now, we don't have enough of them. We need more. But in the meantime, it's that Brian Mitchell, Mike Nelms, it's an attitude. Monty Cole, it's dudes that They're not. They don't think normally. You can't play this game and think that way. The Packers have it. I'm going to talk about it later in the show about the Packer mindset. They came out in sleeves. Nobody had sleeves on.
Yeah.
The equipment people have on shorts in Lambeau. You know this. You were a world-class athlete. You understand that. Mm-hmm. You expected to win, and your people played in pain. You weren't perfectly in condition when felt your body wasn't perfect. Nobody gets to do that but the spectator. The spectator is the only person that gets to play without a pain. And you can criticize and talk crap and read off all your damn stats because you're in a controlled environment. You're not under any pressure. Ain't nobody kicking your ass. You don't even know what it feels like to be under that kind of pressure. But these brothers we have out there right now that wear that burgundy and gold, they are built for this. And if when they get more soldiers, they won't get them this year. But believe me, when they get enough of them and get rid of all the trash that was once upon here, we will once again have parades in this city. Comrade.
And that's the exciting part when you said help is on the way. I mean,
it's on the way.
The 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers were Super Bowl participants last year and now have been eliminated from playoff contention after week 16. The Washington Commanders were 4-12 last year and now going into week 17 are on the cusp of making the playoffs. The common denominator, Doc Walker, one Adam Peters. The presence and the absence of Adam Peters, things that make you go, right? $100 million in cap space, 7 draft picks, and that dude at the helm? Oh, yeah, help is on the way. We're ahead of schedule. Greedy. I mean, if you're going to be there, you might as well go ahead and play it out. But help is on the way. Help is on the way. And this guy, you don't think that Adam Peters is sitting there salivating on what he's going to do with $100 million in cap space and 7 picks? Come on. Yeah. That's
and you know this, Lou, from covering this sport at the highest level. You don't win this without a few freaks. That young man that wears 5.
So let me. So listen. Listen, you told me about it before I came on. You wanted to talk about number 5. Can you indulge me for just a second, Doc Walker?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. I got here in 2002. Right? Steve Spurrier's first year, Darryl Green's last year, Patrick Ramsey had the nerve to hold out, right? Don't interrupt me until I'm finished. Here are the list of the quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks since then. Shane Matthews, Patrick Ramsey, Danny Werfel, Tim Hasselbeck, Mark Brunell, Jason Campbell, Todd Collins, Donovan McNabb, Rex Grossman, John Beck, Robert Griffin III, Kirk Cousins, Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who got hurt in the first half of the opening game and never played again. Garrett Gilbert, one game played because Heineke tested positive for COVID. Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, and now Jaden Daniels. Unbelievable what this franchise has gone through, and now we are set with somebody who has all the skill sets that is just in the locker room. He understands. He's got all the parts. I mean, when you're talking about the running game now, you got to take into consideration that the running game is Jaden Daniels as well. It's not just Brian Robinson. It's unconventional, but the guy can run. He knows how to get out of bounds. He's learning how to get down. The boys, I mean, he's all there. And all those quarterbacks I listed, the wandering, the nomad, the places that we have been to now have the oasis of Jaden Daniels, it's such a good feeling. I know you didn't want to hear that list, but it had to be done.
No, I love it.
And
we're here to educate people.
And listen, that's before I got here. Before I got here was the Gus Berats and the Jeff Hostetlers and the Trent Greens and the Jeff Jords and the Tony Banks and that whole odyssey. That was even before I got here. And when I got here, I listed all those quarterbacks. They haven't been able to hit it right. Man, they hit it right with this kid.
Well, how were they going to hit it right? It would have just had to have been luck. I mean, now you got people, as you mentioned, you started it off the right way. AP.
Oh, yeah.
Structure. I don't care how talented you are. Without structure, it'll be temporary. We're building this. They're building this for the long haul. And I love you getting contributions from all over the place. And to think that the dude is at his best in crunch time. That's when you know, that's what the great ones do. How do they get game GOAT status in prime time in less than a minute or so on the clock? He already got a few of those right now as a toddler.
Yep.
No, dude, yep. This is frightening. You know what it reminds me of?
It's good.
Mike Vick, but finished. He's a refined, he's the next generation, and he's morphed. Because when I saw Mike at college at Tech, he took my breath away. Covering his brother's games. You know it, when you're covering somebody special, you should pay them for the job. Because that's how much fun it is to cover these freaks. And that's how I felt when Mike decided. Now Mike is transferring that gift into being a teacher. And I know for you as an instructor, as a professor, that has to enlighten you. What is your take on this with Mike Vick?
Man, that was the best news of the week. I mean, I just love the fact that he's from that area, the Tidewater area, for them to give him a shot. I mean, you got to just, this Deion effect has continued to just resonate, you know, with George at Tennessee State and now Vic, and there's so many others of the guys that just not only love the game, they really wanted to give back to the next generation of athletes, you know, and to not have one HBCU player drafted this year was a travesty, right?
Oh, man.
And it just gnawed at me. There's so much talent. You know, I do some broadcasting for HBCU Go, did a game with Antoine Bethea, and to sit there and to hear him talk about all the talent that's out there that just been overlooked, man, it just makes no sense. But, I mean, you have to have the passion and you have to have the heart. And he has the passion and the heart. And that Norfolk Spartans program is going to be none the better because he's at the helm. That's just great news. You could see he's emotional, the tears and everything like that. It's great news. It's great news. And then to see Allen Iverson at the press conference, because he's from the same area and knows his quote or his soundbite was something to the effect that it takes a lot to get out of there, right? And to get out of there and be successful, and now to come back and to give back to that area, man, it's just nothing but joy. That's the real, real good story out there today. Not just the Commanders and winning, but man, that now these athletes now get to witness and get to learn and get to experience football from the mind of somebody who played on that level and had that amount of fame, because he's not only teaching them about the X's and O's, he's teaching them about all the ups and downs. And you know what I'm talking about, all the ups and downs, right?
Yeah. They used to be mad at Mike for not going over game film. And now Mike will be able to talk to young men and recruit them about how to change their life and now utilize his experience. Hell, one of the things I'm most proud of as a broadcaster was being with Glenn Harris, Ron Harris, and Gus Johnson, and being at Howard University doing Eric McNair, you know, and Jay Walker in the game of the week.
Yeah.
And looking at that talent.
Just got inducted into the Black Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And being introduced to the level of play. And that's why I have respect for Jimmy Johnson. A lot of people in the NFL thought they were too good for it. Jimmy was going down there recruiting and tearing people's behinds off. One of the keys to Cowboys' success was the fact of opening things up and not looking at where a person was from or color of their skin, but their athletic ability. And he gave a lot of those people opportunity, although they paid them less than their counterparts. That's another topic for another day. But you made a very good point on that. Brother Holden, we appreciate you dropping knowledge on us, man. I thought it was festive going into the holidays because we're into facts, and we love tackle football, and I'm not down on fantasy. There's some that, look, love Christmas, love the holiday season, and Disneyland and Magic Mountain, King's Dominion. Hey, I'm all into that. But that's not reality. That's not tackle football. And I want us to get back on top in tackle football and having our place packed with our people and our colors, which are burgundy and gold. And brother,
hey, Doc Walker.
Yes.
It was the show before Christmas, and I'm on with Doc. Thanks for letting me be on with the spot.
Do your thing, man.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thank you. That's Lou Holder. Dr. Lou Holder, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We're going to light it up today. DOC in for the Rooster. All the canines are going to be lining up today because they know they will not be forced out of the program today. They will be allowed in. And get ready, because I'm going to unleash ice on you today. This genius is going to be put on display. And you'll,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Understand why we call him a genius. Back in a moment. Brother Sheehan is somewhere laughing right now because he knows my little deal. I don't wait until the holidays to play Christmas music. It's an instant. It's like you take an Advil or Excedrin or whatever your choice of pain reliever is. To me, it's Christmas music. And Kevin, I know he's dying laughing now. And I shared this with him many years ago. Why would you limit yourself to something that makes you feel good? And that's being programmed. And trust me, for God's sakes, don't let me change you.
I will say, Christmas music makes me want to have like a glass of hot chocolate or a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah,
and that's not, it's not really the best instant response when it's like 90 degrees in July.
That's okay.
Sometimes you need a little bit something cooler.
Yeah, but if you have something that gives you an instant positive response, why wouldn't you utilize it? You know, now I know Kevin and Neil and Rod, they are dying laughing right now because they make fun of me. And I'm going around, and especially if you happen to play anything with Marvin Gaye involved in it in a Christmas sense, then I wouldn't even come back on the air. Because at that point, I'm going to be like intoxicated. I mean, there are just certain things about this time of the year, and that's why it's so positive if you utilize it. But to limit yourself to this, you've been programmed to do that. Not me. I broke that spell many, many years ago. And so, but that's your choice. You can stay stuck on stupid for as long as you choose to. But once I found out I have the ability to do this based on my decision making, done. Deal's over. You make fun of it all you want to.
I will. I just have to say for all the callers and everyone listening, good news for you. Currently, the Marvin Gaye Christmas music is still blocked on our account. So
good. Good for you.
Well, good for everyone, because that means that Doc's going to be here for the rest of the...
I'm going to be here the whole time. Now, Nat through. King Cole... If you happen to drop some Nat King Cole, don't tell me in advance.
Okay.
Just do it. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. Telly, welcome to the Chris Russell Show, a.k.a. Rooster Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. And your boy D.O.C. in here, man. What's up?
Hail to the Redskins, D.O.C. What's popping, my man?
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes,
today's
sir.
Tuesday, right? Okay, so I'm on the turf on Tuesday, although Rooster, you know, he has me handcuffed a little bit, but still, I'm in the building, and so what we're doing right now is just we're taking over the joint because the boss is kind of like out. He's doing a public appearance, so we kind of going to go roughshod. He'll be, you know, he'll chastise us over it. He'll be the Rooster when he comes back, but hey, nothing you can do about it right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, I just got to call in, and I got to speak on to the keys of our victory going into our next game. It's okay. ATL. Again, like I stated before, I love the fight of the team, the squad, and the persistence of never giving up. I want more, and I need more from my OC. I want more. Now that the temperatures drop, we have bruisers that can handle that rock. And when the thing about number five, he's going to do what he does. And all I'm asking from my OC is that we have other weapons too, and it ain't got to be all on him. He's at the helm, and he would do what he do. And I'm just saying, man, and I didn't even see one time the last game with number five was on the center. And I'm just asking, maybe this be my Christmas wish. I'm just asking, he go on the center, and he start feeding them boys in the backside. But that's lined up 5 yards behind him and letting him do his thing, and then coming off of that, play action, bootlegs, and all that. And let Jayden do his thing. Jayden ain't gonna do his thing. He gonna do his thing regardless. But I want more. Hell okay. To the Redskins.
Well, here's the deal. Appreciate that. Brother. Keys to victory. Well, again, your holiday wish to the coach, the OC, and I'm with you under center. I'm not sure I'm right or wrong. I'm uncomfortable when the quarterback's not under center in my run game. Doesn't mean I'm right. They don't pay me a dime for that decision and that commentary. But we do have to have an opinion on this. If you're not undefeated, I think we do have the right to have an opinion. Jonesy, K9, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, how you feeling? Merry Christmas. And tell Manny Hike, I mean, he play everything he wants, but just play me one. Chuck Brown, Merry Christmas, babe. I need to hear sometime during the broadcast. But here's the thing. I love the win. JD5 is special, but we got to also give some love to Frankie Louvu. That boy is special, too. Hard hitting and very special. He's all over the field. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you can't ask for no more out of a guy like that. It's a pass rusher, whether he's playing defensive end, linebacker, safety at this point. I mean, he can almost look like he can do it all as well. But going forward, what I would like to see is more run game and talking to B-Rob and holding on to the rock a little tighter. You know, we know she was playing a top-rated defense. But moreover, I want to, if any, because you know we always have opposing fans listening to the show, and especially Eagles fans. I need them to stop all these excuses. You lost the game. Doesn't matter how you lost. We didn't have Jalen. Oh, your man jumped off sides. When y'all do it all the time, you know, with that boy Johnson. I mean, just stop it. You lost the game. Take the L like you're supposed to take the L like we have. We've been doing it for years. We've been taking L, and we haven't been really, you know, complaining about this. We've been complaining about the losing, but we have not been complaining about how.
Yeah. Well, Jones, you know what the thing about it is? Look, the bottom line is that the scoreboard does not lie. And the scoreboard never has a place on it where it says footnotes. It just says win or lose. So we all know, everybody that knows football knows that we took advantage of a situation and we won. People that don't know will never know. So who cares? Got a room, move, brother. Time for it to get to trending. I hope you feel me on that. Y'all worry too much about people that don't know the game, and they'll never know the game. They're not interested in the game. They're interested in making money on the side of the game, and I'm not mad at them. I wish I was good enough to do that. I'm not mad. Just stay in your lane. And if you stay in your lane, we got no problem with you. Back in a moment. Oh, this gave me a headache last night. Capitals fall to Boston Bruins 4-1. It really wasn't indicative of the score. The Bruins, man, they were determined to keep the Capitals out the crease. Washington, I thought they were up for the challenge. But, man, when you get a five-minute major and you don't get a shot on goal, come on, Slim, even your dog knows, understands that that's no way to win. And if, as a result, they don't. 4-1 down. Caps are now 10 wins to 6 defeats without OV. Packers put on a clinic on how to play high-level tackle football outdoors in the cold weather. If you'll notice, nobody had on sleeves. Packers came out and said, this is how we roll. And they showed that New Orleans was soft as a donut. And the Saints come up getting swiped 34 to nothing. Timberwolves, MVP. And I don't know where you stand with Anthony Edwards, or as some folk call him, Ant-Man. He giving back now. Young fella, I know you loaded with the coin, but you're giving up $75,000 to the association for public criticism of the officiating, using inappropriate, profane language. Slim, you're going to remember this. Ice, these people don't give it. They're giving away all this cheddar when you're young. It's going to come a time you're going to wish you hadn't done that in a 113-103 loss to Golden State. Ant-Man has been fined now 3 times in the past 5 weeks for $135,000. And that's what's trending. Is that Bing?
That is Bing and Buble.
And, oh,
the
man.
The combo. New and old.
Oh. Boy, I hope Coach Sheehan is listening, man. I really do. He'll make fun of me tomorrow, as all of them do, but that's okay. How can you not like that? I was talking to the Wolverine, Brian Carpenter, man, and they've been in a great text thread deal with D-League, Mike Cruz, a Buckeye. This Buckeye-Wolverine thing is just so good. It's one of the things why I love college football so much. And even though it's been kind of messed up right now, but don't try to fix it. But the fact that we care, that we care about matchups and rivalries, and we know now we've been in the abyss, and now we've got an owner that's bringing us back to the point that we will become relevant again. You don't realize how irrelevant you are until you get a taste of it again. That Eagle victory, no, there's not going to, that game's not going to Canton. But you found a way to win. You lose all those games in the past when you were being run by Dumb and Dumber. And so, it's Mr. Josh Harris. Now, he'll celebrate a birthday on game day. And so, how lucky is he to be able to celebrate that? And how lucky are we to have him? As now you can understand what the return to glory really means. But it's not just one person. But it's impossible to do it if you're not powerful from the top down. You heard Lou Holder mention Adam Peters. Organizations have to be structurally put intact so that they can sustain blizzards, sustain storms, because it's not going to be tough times.
Can I just say,
to sustain it,
with them building this team and with the emergence of Jaden Daniels, I mean, obviously we've talked about the dominance of Terry McLaurin, how important he is to this offense.
Gotta say scary when you say his name.
Oh.
Can't say Terry without saying scary.
Well, he's Mary Terry right now. It's Christmas. He's no longer. He is still Scary Terry, but for the next 48 hours, he's Mary Terry.
Okay, I'll give you that. He's a bad man.
With him being that bad man, one thing I don't feel like we're talking about enough is the fact that he wasn't getting the ball early in the season. And instead of a lot of these other diva wide receivers that we see across the league that would be freaking out, he was just quiet. He said, I'll get mine. We'll figure it out. I have faith in my quarterback. And throughout the entire season, you have had wide receiver one not always getting the ball, but always having faith that if he runs the route, his guy will see him. And we've seen that increase, and we've seen the plays that Jaden's been able to make to other guys because of his ability to have faith in his wide receivers. And I think that all stems from having this all-star wide receiver that's had to deal with 6-7 quarterbacks in his career come in without an ego and just say, do it.
You're a former athlete. So you are part of the minority. You're speaking from a way you've been in a team sport. You've had to perform injured. You've had to perform
with divas, without divas. And it's always the guy who is the leader of the team isn't necessarily the fastest, the strongest, whatever. The leader of the team is the guy who's able to bring that out of everyone else around him.
Bingo. Bingo. I mean, we work at our station right now. The Rooster, he's a celebrity. You know, and the Whale, okay? You've got two high-pro celebrity types. And what do? They go after it back and forth. Because why? Because it's a pecking order, and they're both fighting for a position in that. And we come in there blue-collar. We simply want to get the message to the people, period. Larry and La Plata, what's on your mind?
Hey, Doc. Usually I try and call, as you know, at least once every weekend during your show, so I would be remiss and not wishing you, first of all, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. And I hope the best for you.
The second
as well.
Thing, I don't think what has gotten enough attention is the decision Joe Witt Jr. made, where he pretty much, I'm sure, said, well, Kenny Pickett may beat me, but I'll be damned if Saquon Barkley is going to beat me. And he put eight people in the box, pretty much, for the last three quarters of the game and kept them to field goals. That defense for three quarters against Saquon Barkley, arguably the first or second best back in football, was absolutely amazing on Sunday in shutting him down.
Yeah, and another thing, too, and that shows you those of you that have questioned Jalen Hurts, now you see his value. Kenny Pickett is not the reason they lost the game. Kenny Pickett did what a first-round pick, who's a backup quarterback, should. He came in, he's not the reason they lost. But it shows you the greatness of Saquon. And then our boys battled, and they cut him down. They made him mortal. He's usually super freak. They made him mortal. And Pickett couldn't beat him with his arm. His legs were not even in question. That's where Hurst is so valuable. And they had a major drop and a major flop. And that's all you need. If we have Count Dracula on our side, which is JD5. And that's what measures it out. That shows you what the league is at. Nobody does it alone. Okay? So we thought Thunder 8 was going to be the guy. That wasn't happening. You don't have to be disappointed because you can't. Well, you're going to get 4th-and-1. You think you're going to just run over the Eagles? You better rethink that calculation. That's how good they are. But what we proved is that we can figure it out and our guys aren't scared. Louvu and boys. See, we got some attack dogs right now. Now, we're thin, but we got a big heart. And we got 5, and we got Scary, and we got some boys that they want the ball as a unit now. takes a lot of us to get it done, but we can get it done. But make no mistake about it. You cannot make a critical error. And don't talk your let your friends playing Madden talk you into thinking that you're better than the Eagles. You beat them. But trust me, Slim, you took advantage of it, and God bless you for that. But only the people that know very little about tackle football thought you were going to win that at home. And if they don't tell you that, then they're lying to you. And I would never, ever lie to you. Jack A, K9, what's going on?
What up, Doc, baby? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to your little Maddie over there. But look, hey, Doc. So listen, this is what I was trying to get the Eagles fans on Twitter to understand. First off, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense. Your defense gave up those points. But what I tried to explain to one of the guys was, I said, when Jalen Hurts went out, y'all had 7 points. I said, y'all do know that Kenny Pickett put up 26 points. So he didn't play bad. It wasn't Kenny Pickett's fault that – yeah, and I kept trying to tell him. They kept saying, oh, y'all happy because y'all beat a backup quarterback. I said, well, guess what? When y'all knocked out all of San Francisco's quarterbacks to go to the Super Bowl, y'all wasn't talking about how y'all knocked out all their quarterbacks. So
you damn sure were they wouldn't. Hey, look, Jackie, if you put the equipment team in and I beat you, I wouldn't give a crap. I take the ring. I'm going to the Super Bowl. The only people that say that stuff are sore losers.
Are sore losers. Exactly. And dog, sore losers. I told them. I said, ain't Kenny Pickett on y'all 53-man roster?
That's right.
He's y'all backup quarterback. If y'all first-string quarterback go out. So, obviously, your coaches thought he was good enough to get the job done.
And he was.
Something happened to Jalen Hurts. And that's what I told him. I said, he did a good job, but guess what we did? I said, JD5, he shredded that number one defense, and now y'all pissed off. I said, guess what? Take the L and go cry some more. I said, bye, Eagles, bye. Happy holidays, Doc. Thanks for taking
Happy holidays, baby. Hey, let me tell you something, too, Jack A. Here's another thing you got to tell him about it. That's one thing I love about the NFC East. We don't ever have a hate thing going. Because we understand, we'll settle it again. Because we play 3 times a year when we own our game.
Oh, yeah.
See, we play 3 times a year. So, all that talk, save it. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Thank
there
Doc.
You go. All we'll I'm see you later.
Is,
yeah.
Look, hey,
see, Doc. Ain't nobody afraid of the Eagles.
I know, but this is the thing. And I tried to tell them all. I said, listen, our offense couldn't get moving. In the first game, I said, are y'all forgetting we were still in the lead with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter? I said, don't act like y'all pounded us because you didn't. I said, we couldn't get moving and we had an injured quarterback, but you don't see us making that excuse that our quarterback was injured. Y'all got us. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all came to us. We beat that butt. Now, when we play y'all again, because third time is a charm, it's going to be a dog fight and we ready for it.
Yeah, see, they think you're scared to come up there. Ain't nobody scared of them, see? But that's okay. We don't even focus on them now because they're not next. Keep your focus, K9. Who is next? Next is a dirty bird. See, don't get caught up going backwards. We don't do the rearview mirror. We look straight forward. Next is a dirty bird. DC, you're next on the Rooster format. What up?
Great day, Doc. How you feeling?
Slim, I'm good, baby. I'm victorious. People are healing. We're in the battle. We've got the biggest game in the NFL Sunday. It's the biggest game in the league. That's how I look at it. And it's at Northwest. And we're playing an opponent that feels like they have second life, new win. And I like it like that. And it's in front of the world. Now, how you think I should be feeling?
Hey, Doc, you feeling the way you should, and I know you definitely see them new dogs that we got added to the dog pound. Marshawn Lattimore, he out there fighting. And guess what? They calling penalties on him. Him and AJ going at it.
Yeah.
He don't care. Call another one. I'm going to be here. He ain't never hang his head down. He stayed
Alvin
in the fight. He stayed
Walton.
In the game.
I
and I'm pretty sure when he pulled his hamstring, he was probably like, let me go back out there, coach, on one leg. And then we got Johnny Newton out there. Dog. We already know about Luvu. We already know about JD. We already know about McLaurin. But then guess who what? That old dog Jameson crowded and showed back up. He been
Thank
here for
you.
2 weeks and he performed excellent.
Thank
for
you,
two
K-9.
Weeks.
See, you he did your homework. You did your homework
he
last
on
night.
Cold ice, and he coming out there playing like he got ice water in his veins. Doc? Hey, that dog pound growing, man, and you know what that means. Come on, Atlanta. It's time. You know dogs like to chew on bones, and it's some bird bones coming up.
Well, you know that, man. That's what I'm saying. But they're next. And that's all I'd be focused on is that they're next.
Yes,
and if I'm them, and they're not scared. See, they're not going to be like New Orleans. New Orleans was scared to death in Green Bay. See, Green Bay came out. The equipment man had on shorts. That's what I love about the NFL because it's mind over matter. The equipment man had on shorts. None of the Packers had on long sleeves. None of them.
Yes, indeed.
See, and that's mind over matter. Talking about the cold. Nobody thinking about no weather. When you trying to get a Lombardi trophy, weather.
It's about the game. The weather don't matter. You're going to have to play in it no matter what. Wherever you
Slim.
At.
Slim, people survive on mountains. They survive in the wilderness with no food for a week. The question is, are you built for it? And if you made the team... You built for it. If not, they picked the wrong guy. Picked the wrong guy. That's the problem around here. They've been so soft, run by these donut factory employees. Now we got the right people. We're locked in and we loaded. And we're about to do something special if we just stay committed to the plan. Our plan now to take a break. We just got word from the park that Skeletos on the beat, Donna Hopkins joins us when we return here on the Chris Russell Show. DOC and Ice, dangerous combination. Matthew Ice, you're catching on quickly. No better remedy, man. Soothing of the soul. Kelly out in Hyattsville. Welcome to the Russell Show, DOC and Ice. Filling in for our famous host.
Unfortunately, we no longer have Kelly.
Okay, where do you want to go? Where should we go now?
I think we should go to a good friend of the show. I think we've both been on his podcast before. Why don't we go to Toothpick?
Oh, my God. Pick is there? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pick.
Hey, what's good, Doc? Hey.
Victory. Victory.
Matty, yes, sir. Matty Ice is indeed catching on. But if you really want to see Doc blow his top, lose his mind, throw a little Temptations on there, and then we got him cooking with grease for real. Doc, listen. One of the things that we complained about for a good long time with our team was our coaches failed to make adjustments. And first caller you took today talking about you want to pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock. Well, the coaches made the adjustments because we had no running game. And they made the adjustments to put the game into the hands of number five. And number five didn't disappoint. He gave you five touchdowns and two interceptions in a 200-plus yard game. Won the game, right? The defense stepped up as well. Special teams did their thing as well. But you had no running game. You didn't keep bumping your head versus a brick wall. You made adjustments. So that's what... That's what good coaches and good teams do, is they make adjustments. They have a plan, but when that plan doesn't work, they make adjustments. Doc, now, we looking forward. The Bulldog not talking to me this week, right, because we got a date this Sunday. And, you know, everything's on the line for both teams, right? One of us is going to make it to the playoffs, the other one ain't. So I don't know what to tell him, but we looking good. And he's just now getting his rookie going, and he's a little bit upset that Atlanta spent so much money to get our old quarterback right now. So I don't know what to tell him, Doc.
Well, it's going to be interesting. As long as everybody's in it, the first week of college was it was disappointing to me. because I expected a few more dog fights. I mean, these were routes. And hopefully it'll just get better and better, because now you can't talk your way. Your NIL don't mean nothing. All the money you got, you know, we saw that when Michigan went in and gutted Ohio State and all that money. They couldn't get first down. Now they came out roaring, but who are you roaring against? So I believe it when you see it. I believe it when you see it. Show me what you got, and we will find out. That's what makes college. So you can't talk your way into it. You got to block and tackle your way into it, and all your five stars and all that. Prove it. Prove what you have.
Yeah, Doc. I mean, it's a big one both ways. But he's talking about them Falcons coming up to visit the Commanders. You know,
Falcons are a good team. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them. And this boy Penix, he played. I'd rather play Kirk, but that didn't work out. Kirk ran out of juice. This dude, I watched him rip up people. I mean, but again, every week it's going to be a different pro. Now let me see how Penix operates with a helmet in his gut, in his ribs,
right,
in his lower back. See, I don't judge a quarterback standing in the pocket. I judge him getting up off the ground. And if he can get up off the ground and still be a badass, then he gets my vote. If we don't hit him, we don't deserve to win. This is not 7-on-7. So if we don't get to him, then I shake his hand after the game. Then I got to reevaluate who the hell am I paying. I'm paying all these people with bags and I can't get to a quarterback. Then that's my fault. Got to run, Pick. Give my best to the First Lady. Tell her good luck tomorrow in the game. We got to take a break when we come back. We will find out what's happening from the park. Donna Hopkins is on location, and I like all my information to come from people that are there, not people online. Back in a moment. Spinning the tunes, always got room for my man, Biggie. Shout out to the Rooster. I don't know what the parade is called, but some big affair up in New York. And as much as we kid with Rooster, it's a heck of a responsibility to be that noted and cares about the community. And so when they ask you to come up there and, you know, light a torch, do something at the Empire State Building, whatever it is, I respect the fact that he always does it. He comes back. He never big shots New York, New Jersey area. And when you're that noted, you know, you do what you got to do. Just got to be said about Donna Hopkins, whose skeletons on the ground at Commander's Park, and we're right in the midst of it, game week, the holidays, all that's great. But when you play this game for a living, you really don't get caught up in that. If you do, you're going to get your head knocked off on Sunday. So what's the temperature like now in the bullpen, Ms. Hopkins?
Hey, yeah, Rick. You know, I wanted to make sure that I got all the info for you. So
yes.
The temperature is really great. I mean, Coach, high energy, you know, with this team's focus, I think that's the key thing is it may be the holiday for a lot of people, but this team is focused in on the big prize that's waiting for them if they put all the pieces together to the puzzle this coming week against Atlanta. So I like the energy of this team, you know, nicked up a little bit. Coach said that he would talk to us later on the week about the injuries. Lattimore, you know, that hamstring injury seems to be nagging him again, so not for sure if he's going to go. And so I have a report later on in the week about, you know, injuries going into this game. But they're in good shape overall going in to play in Atlanta. But, Doc, the way they played that game against Philadelphia and what you can take from that, you well know a big game like that can only propel you over into the next game of what you know that you're capable of doing. So I think that game on Sunday was a good game for them because it showed that they could hang with the big boys. And it is a divisional game, and those games are different, but that was a telltale as far as this home stretch for this team, and you're starting to see what this team is made up after that game.
Well, and that's right. I mean, every week you learn about yourself. I thought it was a Herculean effort to beat Philly. I didn't think it would happen. I'd hoped it would, but only I'm not a fan. I'm an investor. And as an investor in their future, I got to call it like I see it and not force anybody to lose money messing around with me. I want you to understand this is not a game to me. It's a business. And they are loaded. Now, I'm proud of the fact that we could take out one of their weapons and still win the game. But look what we had to do to win it. That shows you how much further ahead they are. They are stacked.
Yeah,
and we had to have a Herculean effort by one of the best players in the league who just happens to be a rookie. And then we bunt one. And all I want to do is win the game. I don't care how I win it. But we won it. So it tells me what we got the potential to be. But if you really think that you are that now, then you're an idiot. Because to fool yourself is one thing. To prove that publicly means you should be put away. So let's get the facts down and let's get ourselves better so that we can win this. Because the next time you play them, it'll be head to head. And that's when you're going to have to be better than we were on Sunday.
Yeah, Rick, when you turn over the ball five times, but then you end up getting five touchdowns, and you know when you go into this home stretch, you can't afford to put the ball in the other team's hands five times and expect to win. This was a win that they crawled and scratched and fought their way out of it to win this game. What I was most impressed with is the way the defense came back and challenged themselves in the second half. Bobby Wagner, I talked to him after the game, and he talked about the gap. You know, when they had the 68 yards, Saquon Barkley, you know, for the touchdown, and, you know, that was just like a wide-open gap up the sideline. But he said that they made adjustments in the second half in their gap control, and you saw that change up as far as Barkley getting those open looks and everything. And going down the stretch, they know they got another running back against the Atlanta Falcons, and they've been battle tested over the last 3-4 weeks, as Coach Quinn told me, with some of the best running backs that they had to face up against. And that's one of the areas that this Commanders defense has to be better at, is stopping the run. I mean, they gave up 255 yards still on the ground and facing another runner this week. And then you got Michael Penix, another quarterback, a different quarterback. You only got a little intel on him. He's not a Cousins. I mean, he's a guy that has a stronger arm, a better quarterback at this stage of the game. So they've got somebody else. And like you said, Rick, earlier, you're only as good as your next game. You know, you can take a lot away from the Philadelphia game, but, you know, next man up is the Atlanta Falcons and how you respond. You can't hold on to what you did against the Eagles, but you got to come and play you know, heads up ball again this week, because you're not in the playoffs yet. So this team knows what's at stake, and they know that that's one game that puts them closer to getting into the playoffs. So I do like the fact that this team is focused, and that, you know, most of the time they would have fell apart going up against a Philadelphia Eagle team that gets out on them quick, but they fought back. So that tells me a little bit about what the coaching staff has built here with this team. And you don't say anything more about Jayden Daniels than even the players, his teammates, are in awe sometimes about what he could do. And they told me, hey, he's not a rookie. So you can stop calling him a rookie, because he's not playing like a rookie.
Well, at least this year, we know where we're at and what we're fighting for. And that's important. We've made progressions in that area. I like this team because they fight till the bitter end. And I think they're getting closer. You get closer with victories than you do defeats, as you know, as of being an athlete yourself. They know they got away with one. And good teams find a way to get that. They steal one here or there. That's what Atlanta is going to plan to do Sunday. And we cannot we can't be the victims. We got to build on this, because the best is yet to come. There's talk, and it could be a possibility that J.A. could return. I don't know what Lattimore, I don't know if you have any insight on that, but even if you don't, he's a hamster coming off a ham, and it took about 5 or 6 weeks for that. If that was re-injured, then we got to move on. But it gave you an indication of how good we could be. I love his aggressiveness. You talk about a dog. I couldn't contain myself. And that's going up against the best. Brown, bigger, stronger, faster, everything he's got going for him. And just that kid from Michigan, Standard Steel, they don't give a crap. They just come after you. And if them zero blitzes, Donna, when is the last time you saw us go after a quarterback like that?
That's what I'm talking about, Rick. I mean, Coach talked about Frankie Louvu. This is just a monster and a special guy in itself. And, you know, he had dropped that pick the week before against the Saints, but he didn't drop that against the Eagles, and that set up a touchdown. But you do like the aggressive play because they came at the Eagles. You know, you and Tony always talk about that games are won in December up front in the trenches. Well, that's where they won, in the trenches. You're talking about a number one defense in the Philadelphia Eagles, a number one in the passing, and the offensive line, they held their own. They didn't get pushed around and bullied, and then the Commanders' defense did a little bullying themselves. So that's what you like to do. See, at this stage of the game, you need that meanness, that toughness, that's going to propel you forward at this stage of the game. Because at this stage, Rick, the only thing I have to say is you've got to be able to run the ball in December. The teams that are in the play, that's headed into the playoffs, and the teams that are finishing, they have strong running games. And that's what this Commanders team has to be able to really run that ball and run it strong.
Yeah, and you know, if you watch Green Bay, they have it. They passed that eyeball test. Jaden is a beast. Imagine how good he would be if we had a legitimate running game. Right now, if you play us, I wouldn't even care about our backs. I'd go with Jaden. Because, hell, with Eckler out, we're not the same team. And who would be? The Chargers aren't the same without it. Nobody's going to be the same without Eckler. He's that good. But right now, I can tell you exactly what you need. If you ask me right now, I had a pick in a draft. Who am I going after? Other than pressure, I would not be shy to say running back.
Yeah, and we asked Coach this week. We asked him today about the running back with Eckler. What's the situation? Because he's supposed to come off IR. At this stage, I'm not for sure exactly, you know, if he'll be able to play. They're still looking at all that. That's the reason why Coach said he'll let us know a little later on in the week about the injury situation. And like you mentioned, John Allen, to have him back in what capacity that they're going to get him back is a plus, because you know at this stage you need everybody on deck, for this home stretch. So whatever way that they use him when he comes back, and like Lattimore, not for sure how bad that hamstring is again. Maybe a little tweak, but you know, hamstring is a hamstring. It flares up and it takes a little longer to heal up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid. Donna, any special plans? You going to get on your the Page Airport, the private plane? Are you going somewhere for Christmas or what?
Hey, Rick, I'm locked in with the Commander. It's that type of a season. I'm like the players. This is not a vacation time for me right now. I have to be in the trenches with this team, covering it, bringing the news, the updates, and all of that. I don't get a break. I mean, the team gets a break tomorrow. I'll take that break tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back out here on Thursday.
Well, good deal. We appreciate you giving us eyes in the building, because I don't do hearsay. I need people I trust on the inside, and you cover all the blocks. Have a beautiful holiday. Give my best to the old man and the family, and we'll do it again. The first live microphone they give me, I'll give it back to you.
Always great kicking with you, Rick. Happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday. Donna Hopkins, as Coach would say, she is simply one of the best. When we come back, let's light it up. K-9s, Y'all get up, get up. Take the chains off of them out there in the kennel and let them go free. 301-230-0980. You get a chance to tell us keys to victory. Atlanta, I'm telling you, don't sleep on these dirty. The birds are coming in here with good, bad intentions because they see us being vulnerable. If you look at the film, trust me, they're going to think that we are vulnerable. We got to figure out a way to take them out of their misery early. Back in a moment. Is that Nat?
That's Nat.
I notice you're not impressed with this photographic memory and translations of classics.
That's
Suppose
pretty good.
Suppose Whale was in right now. What
oh, he'd
think
be
he
lost.
Said?
He'd have no idea. He'd ask, who's Nat?
Classics, boy, and Christmas carols and the whole nine yards. And this is it's football weather, and if your team is in the spirits, we're in it. We're in the hunt, which is all I ask. There's no worse feeling is to not be in contention, to not be in the hunt. We've been there. Understand it. I was listening to B. Mitch and the youngest in charge this morning, Toby Altizer. And B. Mitch was sharing with him stories that resonate with me because I saw it. You play in some teams in this league, they have many U-Hauls at the stadium. Because the moment the game is over, they're going home. When you come in with them buses on your team, you see the opponent has many U-Hauls out in the player lots, you're already up 7-0. There are people, once you get out of the hunt, which we know, and I'm glad that we're in it, but you know what? It can end. And that's why this week, this game is frightening. Speaking of games on Christmas Day, is anything that tickles you on Christmas Day?
Honestly, I mean, beyond the fact that it's a couple good games, I think what I'm most interested in is seeing how the Netflix stream actually works.
Oh, my God. Don't say the Tyson fight.
I was about to say it. I didn't even have to say it because you said it. You said it yourself. I mean, it wasn't bad. And I think there were people that had much worse times with that stream. But I had to back it up like 5-10 minutes just so that I knew it wouldn't stutter and I would get a reasonable frame that it wasn't at like 120 pixels. So there were issues. But I think that there's going to be obviously more interest in the NFL on NFL game or on tomorrow. So I'm interested to see with potentially a larger viewership if they're able to fix some of their streaming mishaps they had the first time, or if this is going to be just the standard kind of Netflix streams are okay, but you can't really watch them live.
Well, I'm glad I don't care about the game. I can tell you that. And I'm glad we're not in it.
I will say, it feels really good to know that the four teams that are playing, we will not see again. We will not have to face unless one of them's in the Super Bowl and we're in that state. So, yeah, there isn't the need to have eyes on all games for, oh, this could be a competitor. If they're a competitor, we can deal with that when it comes to that.
And no question about it. And I love watching all of them play. But this streaming deal, I want some of these brainiacs. Get on your horse, man. Fix this. I need the convenience of using my remote control and having power over the broadcast. Not having the broadcast having power over to me. Is William still out in Upper Marlboro?
Yes, he is. Hold on.
William, thank you for being patient.
Hey, yeah, Doc. Is that you, Doc?
Loud and clear.
Well, Mr. D.W. himself. Look here, I'm going to let my cousin do all the talking because this is my first time. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Mingo, Redskins fan. Get that commando mess. Redskins fan forever.
Slim, you got to step to the microphone or you're going to be exited stage left.
Redskins fan forever. Did you enjoy that game?
My man.
That was the game of the century, bro. The Eagles, number one defense, and they came back and beat them. Five turnovers. That was the game.
No, you know your ball. Yeah, you already proved to me right now that you know your ball.
There you go, brother. Right? I'm sitting there, and I'm about to change the channel, and they kept coming back.
Yep. You're going to change the channel.
Hey. Hey, no, I was getting pissed that he kept turning the ball over.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I said, you know, they're trying to get this game away. And all of a sudden, they said, you know what? No. Field goal. The D stepped up. The offense did what they had to do. That was a hell of a game, bro.
Dude, I love your honesty. You had no reason to be honest. I don't see you. You can't see me. Nobody else would have known. But you were raised the right way. And you came straight up.
Thank you, bro.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. There are a lot of people hide on social media. That's the one thing I don't like about it. Everybody gets a renewed energy, more confidence, talking trash. You're anonymous. You had no reason whatsoever, but you built to tell the truth. And you said you left. Hell, I wanted to leave too, but I have to do the post-game show. So I had to stay. Otherwise, I would have been that mad. Hey, man, you canine material. I hope you stick and stay, man. Appreciate
you. Thank you, bro.
All right, you got it. I love that, man. We're not trying to be like the masses. How I'd be embarrassed if I had to represent like a lot of things I hear about it. We're not doing that thing. We do our own thing. And you're welcome. If you built for it, hey, man, the more the merrier. We do it the way we do it. 301-230-0980. Is the number DOC in for the Rooster along with the genius Matthew Ice right here? Don't forget, a lot of people have been asking me, will they get Laurel and Hardy? Is that still going to happen on Winbag Wednesday?
Oh, tomorrow?
I don't think so.
No, unfortunately, there's not going to be any real Winbaggery. Everyone's
no
gonna
Winbag.
Just,
okay, all right.
Everyone's just going to have to have a pleasant, happy.
Yeah,
and non-stressful Christmas.
Wouldn't fit for Christmas. Yeah, it probably wouldn't fit.
Boxing Day? No, that makes a little bit more sense. But.
Yeah, it does. All right, we'll take a quick break. And all of you out there, you know who you are. You built for this. I'm feeling you right now. Back in a moment. Well, you know those Browns? As in Cleveland Browns, I have to bring up the Cleveland Browns right now because whenever we talk about breaks, we were once upon a time them, always coming back. Next year's going to be the year. Blah, blah, blah. That was us. Aren't you glad to be done with that? And how about our Capitals? I mean, they have been without Ovi now, the 10-6 without Ovi. Last night hurt me a little bit. It was tight. One goal apiece. And then I start thinking, man, are the Bruins this good defensively? And after further review, you better believe it, they are. They had a five-minute major. We didn't get a shot on goal. Not a attempt on goal. 1-1 until it mattered, and then it wasn't. Before you knew it, 4-1, and we were out. The Green Bay Packers put on a clinic last night, in my opinion. If you want to know what tackle football is all about, for all y'all that play in domes and start talking about you soft as a cupcake. Packers play outdoors in Lambeau. None of them had on sleeves last night. So they break you down psychologically. The equipment man had on short pants. I love that. Now that is strategic warfare. And then they beat them to death, 34-0. How embarrassing. You can't score a point, not even a field goal in a pro game. T-Wolves, and I say this because I'm talking to all instructors now. Teachers, Anthony Edwards, heck of a player, but needs a lesson right now in economics. You cannot have given up $135,000 in fines here in 5 weeks. It ain't even cute. And don't y'all run around and parade it like he's a G. He's an idiot for giving up that kind of money, in my opinion. And that's what's trending. Man, it's really cool. Every time we get to these, and we're very fortunate to be able to experience the holiday cheers. Not everyone does. And we always want to be mindful of that. The college bowl games have not spent a lot of time on it on purpose because, you know, it was a lot of blah games. Not hopefully this week will be much better. I hope so, because I give Tennessee credit for their fan base. I get their fan base credit because they like the Cleveland Browns. The Browns backers, I have much respect for them. They travel, man, but these 30,000 people from Knoxville area stormed into Columbus. And they deserved better. That was humiliating. I'll tell you one of the teams that I have my eyes on now are the Nittany Lions. Because they have really disappointed in prime time over the last decade or more. I don't think they had a game since Joe Paul left where they won a big game of significance. But this year, the way the chips have fallen, they might have a nice path to the bright lights based on how all this has fallen. It's so complicated that I go, hey, man, fight it out. It's like MMA. We'll see who the best man is standing. But has anything surprised you, genius, in terms of college football, the rankings, the standings? They've made it so, I don't know, it's just a little bit too, it's so complicated. And I think they'll work this out next year to be a little bit better. It'll be worked out, make it a little easier to translate.
But I
gotta
be
honest,
the
bottom line to it is that it's all about money.
I really do like what's happening financially with NCAA. I think players deserve the right to get paid. I think that they deserve the right. And even if you don't think that they deserve a paycheck from the university, I absolutely agree with the NIL ruling that I think whilst athletes are in their phase of being athletes, they should be able to make money off of their own image. So I'm 100% on board for that. What I'm not really on board for is the transfer portal and the insanity of trying to figure out who's on what team. This entire season, I've seen maybe 5 or 6 games, and it's just, it's not been my thing this year. I don't have a whole lot of interest. Like, I'll watch the rest of them. I watched Tennessee a little bit, and that was fine. But that's all I can say is that so far, college football has just been fine.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Penn State, for me, I'm interested. And then, of course, the Fighting Irish. I want to see how good they are against thugs and against people that, because they build themselves as we do it right. And we all know that's a bunch of crap as well.
I mean, everyone builds it as we do it right.
No, they're smarter. They're just not giving that credit for that now.
Okay.
They're just smarter than most programs.
That's true.
Because when you're on national TV every week and you've won nothing of significance since I had an afro.
You're the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, wait.
Damn right. That's who they are. Notre Dame is the Dallas Cowboys. And I ain't mad at Dallas. When you have not bust the great in 29 years and yet you are numero uno when it comes to draw and capital, go on with your bad self. I ain't mad at you. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Give me the secret. America is supposed to be about winners. Yet they build themselves as America's team, yet they don't win. And I keep going, how do they get away with it? And I go, but am I angry at them? Oh, of course not. They beat Tampa Bay the other day. Did I pick Tampa? Yes, I did. You know I did.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, and this will be.
And I didn't watch the game.
This will be forever. Just call me a DC homer, whatever. Right. I'll take it. It's fine. But growing up in Washington, D.C. and in the D.C. area and having people wear Dallas jerseys to school and talk about how they're America's team while we're standing in the nation's capital and you're just flexing on the hometown team. There was always something about that I implicitly felt was wrong.
Yeah, but it got him attention. Every one of them has some level of popularity. I ain't mad at him. It worked. And it's still working. If you don't believe that, then you just don't want to accept the truth. And then what they've proven over the past few weeks is that, hey, man, they're winning games now. They beat the Commanders in D.C. They didn't make that up. They did it. They beat the Tampa. Dude, you saw, you get the picks. Tampa, I came back and watched it the other night just to see myself. Then I saw it. Well, I can't say that they're lucky, but yet we're good. We're just as lucky as they were to beat Philly.
Yep.
But they found a way to what? Win the game. So they're not dead. Because they have some good athletes. All kidding aside, Dallas has some good athletes.
I mean, you could argue that them winning this late in the season, already being eliminated, all of that, is just hurting their draft prospects and leaving them in the state of mediocrity that the Commanders have been in for the past couple years. But, I mean,
they're smarter than we are. They are
smarter, and they've already beaten us once, so I'm not going to talk too much trash on Dallas.
I'm not doing this for likes. I don't give a damn if you like me or not. I'm telling you, the Dallas Cowboys do everything right but the general manager position. And that keeps them stuck on stupid.
Hey, at least they're not.
Make no mistake about it.
At least they're not picking up players based off of Madden, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's cool. Rick, out in the District of Columbia. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. How you feeling today, Doc?
How do I sound, Rick?
You sound like you're feeling good.
But there you go. We won.
There we go.
I'm in the winning. So I already got my Jones. They gave me what I need. I'm like a vampire. I need blood. And they gave me blood. I'm good.
Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey,
I tell you guys over and over again, it's not a good week for me if we don't win.
I know. And I would never ask how you was doing after Ales. But after that dub we took, I feel like I could have been like, hey, Doc, how you feeling today?
Yeah, see, I don't win. See, that's why I don't have to do with these young people. They play fantasy, and our team lose, and they celebrate. I go, what the hell are y'all doing? My guy won, and I said, you what? And I said, you know what, Slim? Yeah. Back off. Let them have it.
Because
they're not warriors. Absolutely. See, they don't have that. They don't have the brand. They haven't been branded. See, I can always tell when I'm talking to somebody. They're not in the group. Why am I concerned with them? Why should I be? That's like a Hell's Angel. You come up with a Swin bicycle next to me. We have nothing in common. So what the hell am I dealing with you about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let me get straight to it, Doc. Man, look, we ain't secured our seat yet. So, you know, Bijan Robinson, he coming to eat. We got to shut that down, man. We need them big boys to step up like they did last week against Saquon. And you know, we need to see what the future beholds us.
Let me tell you something, Slim. If I have to motivate you for this game, my first priority is to cut you in the offseason.
Yes, sir.
See, if I have to fire you up for this one, you're not the right guy. I got to get somebody else. Appreciate you calling, man. Yes, AP, welcome to the Chris Russell Show with DOC and Ice.
Finally. Doc Walker.
My man. Yeah, the phone lines are open. I know y'all can't believe it. Phone lines are wide open. Canines only.
Acknowledge me. Hey, Doc, Merry Christmas, brother. I love you, man. Hey,
I'm going to be real quick because I know you got...
Hey, yes, sir, canine. Hey, so I've been talking to my boys. First things first, man. I was telling my guys, man, like... This past Sunday, I saw the reemergence of Jamison Crowder. Mm-hmm. And I saw Alameda Kiss come to the party.
Z, yeah.
Like,
like Zorro.
We've been going off. I mean, not you, Doc, because I know how you roll. But us guys, us fans, us couch potatoes who played the game partially throughout our childhood and maybe high school and junior high.
That's all you. That's all you have to do is have been in high school or Pop Warner. That's all you need.
Hey, you know, we've been like, man, we got to adjust the wide receiver position. You know, we picked up Noah Brown. We're like, all right, cool. But right now, well, what I'm seeing, I'm seeing like what we are, canines. I'm seeing dudes that are hungry. I'm seeing dudes that are bringing a lunch pail to work. Mm-hmm. And they like, hey, okay, sleep on me if you want to. Like Jameson, seeing what I saw, I didn't see that from him since we had, you know who, Kirk Cousins, Governor Cousins, mm-hmm. at the helm at quarterback. Like
preach.
Quick twitch, that explosiveness, I ain't seen that from Jameson in a while. But you know what the difference is? Having a QB, a real franchise potential QB, understand?
Right.
Because, man, when he threw that pick, and then we made a stop, I'm like, okay, we got a chance. Because as long as you leave, you know, it's starting a trend now. As long as you leave Jaden Daniels, just a little bit of time, leave him a minute, maybe a timeout or two, you got a chance. And he proved it. He proved it time and time, like Dallas. He proved it. We just missed the field goal. I'm seeing it from this dude. He different. But, Doc, I love you, man. Merry Christmas. Let's get this dub this weekend, brother.
K9 for life. All right, EP. We'll holler at you. We got time to get to lap?
Yeah, let's get to lap.
Lap.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's up, man?
K9.
Thank y'all, man. Happy holidays to you and New Year. Man, my name for Jaden Daniels, man, is Instant Clutch, man. That man just got clutch bone in his body, bro. He is just built for this, man. And he smiles, he's happy. You know, it's no moment too big for him. So I just want to go in and win this game, man, and get to the playoffs, man. That's all I want, man. And if them guys...
Well, your wish shall be granted. And don't forget, Muhammad Ali smiled a lot, too.
Yep.
Don't let the school smile fool you. Trust me.
Yep.
There are a lot of killers. See, I'm going to tell you the man I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the man that don't have to be mad to murder you.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah, beware. Yeah, beware. He don't need a temper. Yeah. He built that. I'm telling you, this kid, we have him now. Now, what are we going to do with him? Are we going to blow this opportunity? If I was in the locker room with him right now, I'm hey, Slim, you good? You need me to drive you to the house? Make sure you good? I might be on his lawn.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got 4, 5, 6 hours, and I go to Donnie Warren. Hey, Donnie, Dutch, you got him? Jake, we protecting this dude 24-7. We like the CIA. Because if we keep him on his feet, we're going to win a lot of ball games. That's real talk.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Appreciate your lap.
We'll see. Yep.
Happy holidays. Boy, this is crazy. 3:45 in the nation's capital. Christopher, out in Maryland, you got some keys for me?
I definitely do. Doc, I know you hate to end up like this. I'm a Falcons fan. And you know why I'm a Falcons fan?
Wait a minute, Slim. Oh, wait. Don't act like you know me and then act like you don't know. Sound like you don't know me.
Hey, listen, I know you. I've been listening to this station for a long time. I've been in this. I'm 39. I've been listening to this station since John Thompson was on here. And I love sports. I live and breathe this thing. November 10th, 91 was my first football game ever watching. Divisional round, the Falcons versus the Washington Redskins, where the yellow pads was flying in the ground when y'all beat us 24-7. Y'all won the Super Bowl that year. Chris Miller threw them 4 interceptions. We was showboating in the beginning of the game with the Redskins helmet, doing our thing, and y'all came and whipped our tail.
You factual.
I love football. I love it.
You factual.
And I think you do a hell of a job, and you keep it real. But I got some keys, though. Listen, Atlanta watched that game. I love it.
Okay.
I love the way
Let
it's going
hear.
Right now. Listen, you had a lot of fumbles in the game. Jesse Bates is one hell of a safety that's going to come and punch
he
that
is.
Ball out. Ellis is
he
another
is.
One, right?
He is.
listen for the Falcons going to attack Bobby Wagner. They're going to get B.J. Robinson out the backfield to try to throw that ball. Penny didn't get sacked. He get rid of that ball quick. Falcons got a hell of an offensive line. I remember Deron Payne. I was at the game when Deron Payne and Chris Lindstrom was going on there. Deron Payne didn't get an inch. He did make that play at the goal line when it tipped in the interception. No, he made the play where it counted. But
you know, Chris, I like you a lot. Here's what I want to ask you. You sound way too intelligent to be associated with the Falcons. What do we got to do to get you
to be a part of Burgundy Gold Nation? I'm not a trader. See, listen, Deion Sanders is my favorite player. He was, when they were doing the Too Legit and dancing, I started getting into football because of Deion Sanders. My team sucked for so many years. You know about it. And I'm a diehard fan.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
Make sure you keep Chris's number. Because I'm going to recruit him personally.
We'll keep him around.
But can I give you credit?
Yeah, because this man's got all the prerequisites. He's canine material. And when I hear a man with a high football IQ, with a high IQ, I said, oh, man, he won us. So, Chris, we'll be in connection, Magic. Now, don't take this ass whooping personal, okay, on Sunday.
All right, listen, check this out. Can I give you credit before I go? Jalen Daniels. You know who he really remind me of? Patrick Mahomes. But listen, he don't have a Travis Kelce. He don't have a Kelce. He got Terry McLaurin. If you ask a lot of people around the league, they don't think he's a number one wide receiver. This guy.
He may not be your number one receiver, but he's our number one receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm just giving you credit. Listen, when you got a hell of an owner in the booth that's going to spend the money the right way, he's going to keep talent around this guy the right way, and you guys are going to be great for a long time. So that's what I'm going to give you guys credit, and I can't wait to be out there in the freezing cold to watch Atlanta get that W. Because guess what? We undefeated against y'all.
Chris, do me a favor, please.
In the division. Hey, we
Chris, do me a favor.
In the division.
Stay in touch, okay?
All right, man.
Because we're going to make you a canine. Holidays. I promise you. You're going to be one of us before this is over. Got to go to break on this one. Y'all stay with us here. The Chris Russell Show, DOC and ICE. No calls. Wow, that's smooth. You got me because it sounds like Frankie, but I know it's not.
Do you give up?
I'm only going to do it because we're up against the clock.
That would be one Tony Bennett.
Ah, dang it. Yeah, and you know what? Boy, that's bad on my part, but that's smooth, man. Love that. Love that era, man. Love that era. Harold Belafonte. I don't know if the old folks refer to them as crooners or, but again, I'm a Sinatra guy as well. So many of them. And then Luther. I don't think you played any Luther.
Don't believe I got any Luther.
No, my God, that's what I play out. If I had a cassette tape, I actually ran it out, burned it up because it just
played too much.
Oh yes, indeed. Are you kidding me? Big Luther, small Luther, in between Luther. I'm telling you, man. I saw him. See, I'm from the era where you went to concerts.
Well, I like heavy concerts.
Metal. Yeah, but not like my generation. In my neighborhood, I mean, that was it. And it was like, if you went to say, you saw Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, live, Aretha Franklin, those are certain things that Marvin Gaye at the in L.A.
You'll like this one. I mean, not quite the same people, but same scale. My mom, who's about the same age as you, her claim to fame is she was at the final tour for Led Zeppelin last night before they went over and before the death at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, well, see, she topped me. I saw Sinatra
at
US
Air
Arena and Rolling Stones at US Air Arena.
That'd be good.
Live. Yeah. No, but I mean, P-Funk... landing at the Coliseum, another hallmark moment. Funkadelics, I mean, it's just, but there's so many, when you're out in L.A., man, I mean, whew, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, it's huge music scene.
Oh, my God. Oh, and that's not even telling you the small venues like the Blues Alleys of the world, when you're up close and personal with your arms distanced from, I mean, Lola Falana, and it's just, glad this is all sports, so that's cool. So I know you've got an agenda. Brother, always a privilege and an honor to do what we do.
It's been wonderful, Doc. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, get the First Lady, Miss Eagles. I know, has she recovered yet?
She has not. She has to an extent. It was a very brutal game for her because with my sister was in town from L.A., so my grandparents, my uncles, everyone came over to do brunch and then watch the Commanders game. And girlfriend being a huge sport and wanting to see the family and see my grandparents and all that because she's only seen them a couple times, was a trooper and came through. And for about 59 minutes and 54 seconds or so, she was happy. And then for the last 6 seconds, I saw someone just sink into a couch.
Yeah.
Which was great for everybody else on the couch.
I love it that she cares that much.
Gotta.
You know, I mean, a lot of our people, you know, with the highlight for me this week, and then I'll let you go. Kevin Sheehan, the thrill in his voice, on Monday listening to him, he's back. And I never thought I'd hear that again. And he's legitimately back. And I thought we'd lost him for good. So that's great. And we're all lucky that we have a product that's worthy of fighting for. And we're one win away from a real important landmark in this new generation. You're the best, Ice. And God bless all of you. Happy holidays. Caress, embrace those that are worthy of your love and confidence. And hail to the W, K9 Nation.